Assalamu alaikum. Thank you very much for coming. We just wanted to give you a brief information about our first month operation after we took over the management of the Mogadishu port. We have made a huge development to improve the service, which made a bigger difference. As you may know, Somali federal government was receiving some income from the customs as a tax of the port of, but nothing from the port services. The port services wasn't making any income to the Somalian government before we take over. But today, after the first month operation completed, we as port management, we are paying the government share to Somalian government today with our pleasure, and the amount we will be paying today to the government is going to be around $1,582,000, and this is only 1 month income of the government from the port services, and we are trying our best to increase this volumes of the port, so the income will be increased accordingly. Our aim in the Mogadishu port is to increase the volumes, import and export. We are trying to encourage the exports of Somalia, because Somalia needs to export a lot of stuff from this port. We are planning a fair in Turkey in the month of February, inshallah. We want to meet the Turkish importers and Somalian exporters in Turkey in a fair in the month of February, so they can make agreements, and this way we can increase the export products of Somalia to Turkey, and maybe inshallah via Turkey to Europe countries. And for this, we are also working on another subject. Our other aim for related to this subject is to put a direct line from Turkey to Somalia, direct sea line, maybe direct container line. If we can succeed this, there will be direct vessel calls between Mogadishu and Turkish ports. And if we can succeed this, the freight rates will go down accordingly, because the goods coming to Somalian ports currently is usually transshipped at the other ports, which is increasing the freight rates. By doing this, we will also, inshallah, pull down the freight rates of the importers. And if we can increase the export volumes from Somalia, that will also affect the import rates. Because when the importers of Somalia, the businessman who is making import to Somalia, they are currently paying huge amounts of freight rates. If we can increase, encourage and support the export goods of Somalia, the freight rates of imports will reduce accordingly also. And there are some rumors in the economy that after we take over the management of the port, some people say that we have increased the port charges. But this is totally not true. I can give you some samples. We have invoices given to customers before we take over, like for sugar and flavor discharge, customers used to pay $17 per tonnage to discharge the goods from the vessel before we take over. But our rate now is $16.80, which is discounted already. And on the containers, we have also made some discounts. You will see the numbers, the in the announcement I gave you. For 20 feet, we are only charging to lines $350. For 40 feet containers, we are only charging $550. Of course, they have some right to add some profit on top of this port charges, but we definitely didn't increase any port charges or tariff rates after we take over. We actually reduced and made a lot of discounts on the port charges. And as I told you before, and as I mentioned before, as of today, we have paid to Somalian government $1,582,000. This will continue, and this will continue by increasing every month, inshallah. And we thank you very much for coming. Assalamu alaikum.
Sure. Okay. Any highlight grey? Okay. الشركة واحد مهم سنة وحيش هاي نمبر ون أو مركة إيجاتي ديك الدمقدشة مركة إيه لو نتي شركة دا البايرك اللي قلي هادا كتركي لعقتها بشي قبل دافع أكتوبر لو شوي بانجي مانتا و هل مليون شم بقل سديتن إلا بقل أو دولار وحيابات لو مصر مصطفى وكاد لو حيب حيب in hadalla la isla dib u wareegay taafka soo dhahay in la siyaadiyay lacagii kharashaad markii hore lama siyaadin oo lacagii hore looga qaadin jiray service-ka ama umadkaana operation-ka waa la hoos loo dhigay waxa kamid ah hadda $600 ayaa wax laga qaadi jiray okay $600 laga qaadi jiray haddana waxa laga qaadaa $540 dollar. But waxyaabaha hadda ugu muhiimsana maadaama bil shuu horeysay ay dadka ka shaqeysay shirkada Albayrak ay tahay waxay soo saartay ama dawladda faa'iido ahaan ay ka heshay waxay tahay $1,500,000 taasoo ka dhigaysa in hore wax mataqaana qarash oo ay ka soo geli jireen dadka marka laga reebo dhinaca canshuuraha dawladda Soomaali waxay wax keenay dadka kariya canshuuraha hadda waxay ka helaysaa canshuurtii maca dekadii waan bishii ugu horeysay waxaan ilaahay ka rajaynaynaa hadduu ilaahay ka raacnaqday inay meesha ka sii badato.
Let me add one more thing. We will reduce the price in due time. We will keep reducing the prices because the prices which is being used since the port opened again is drastically high than the other international ports. But within 6 months, inshallah, as far as the volumes are increasing, we will start reducing the prices also. But this port needs urgent investments, and this port needs urgent equipment. We are trying to get this equipment as soon as possible to here. Within 1 month, inshallah, we will bring many more equipments to take this port to higher level standards, to the international standards. To do those investments, we had to secure previous charges, port charges. But as soon as we finish our urgent investments, we will start reducing our port charges also. Before, so many people earned a lot of money from this port, but unfortunately nobody invested for this port. We have started investing for this port. We are bringing very expensive equipment. We have already brought some part of it, and within 2 months we will bring many more expensive equipment which is urgently needed for this port. But we are also sharing 55% of our income with Somalian government, and our support to Somalian government will continue as Albayrak and Turkish government and for Somalian Republic.